Back in 2007, I decided that I wanted to have a crack at making it in the digital world when I discovered podcasting. And I thought I could be a podcaster. I could have my own radio show. So I set about doing everything I could to achieve that. I actually scaled back my full-time work to part-time and I managed to pick up a permanent part-time job. And I became very diligent at learning all the digital arts and crafts. And during that period, social media has risen up. And for the last 5 or so, 6 years, from then, from 2007 through to 2012, I was very dedicated to it and I worked very diligently. Fortunately, I'm a very disciplined person and I can make myself produce new content every Tuesday and then work on all the back-end stuff the other days. And I was, you know, really dedicated to the task. And I took every opportunity where I could to try and grab situations that I thought could work. And I just chipped away at it. The last phase of that was going to Berlin last year, and I came back from that licking my wounds, and I had to go and get work. And for the last 12 months, that's what I've been doing. I've been working to pay off the quite enormous debts that I accumulated over those 5 years of not working. That's money I'll never get back. You know, if I include loss of income during that period, along with what I spent, it's a huge amount of money. They say that you can get into the digital realm for virtually nothing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you ought to see how much I haven't earned over that period. But at the end of the day, I'm dead. You know, not that many years into the future, I'm going to be dead. And I'd rather have the adventures of life than have a pocket full of cash when I die. So I'm very glad that I took the chance to have a crack at doing some things and learn a whole heap of new skills. Like, I'm a touch typist now. I know that for a lot of people that's a little thing, but that really excites me. And I know my way around the digital realm in quite a few ways. Audio, bit of storytelling. I think I can speak a lot clearer than I could way back then. Audio Boo is a very solid example of that. Well, for the last several months, I've been working really quite solidly, and it's all casual work, so I can be laid off at any time. And as it turns out, I was laid off on Friday, and I'm now free and independent again. And it is just such a glorious feeling after working solidly for several months now and not having much time off compared to those 5 years where I was basically completely free and independent and living on the smell of an oily rag to try and achieve what I wanted to achieve. I'm having a bit of a break, and I don't know how long it's going to be. It might only be today. I might get a phone call today to say, come back in tomorrow. I could be off for several weeks. I'm pretty sure that Urban Art Projects is going to get me back at some stage of the game. And there's a few other people out there who want some of my trade skills, so I'll probably go and play with some of them in the short term. But the reality is, I'm just glad to have some time off and to get up at what my normal body clock likes to get up at, rather than at 5 a.m. You know, get up a little bit later in the morning. And I'm going to play catch up of all those projects that I haven't been able to really get into for the last couple of months because I've been way too busy. I've actually got a podcast episode that I've just got to edit and publish. I've done the recording, so I might get that done the next couple of days. Quite a few jobs, but I've got to make hay while the sun shines, because like I said, I never know when I'm going to get the next call to go and do the next piece of work. So today is all about getting stuck into it and getting some stuff done. It's exciting to be back in my real world rather than the world of employment.